Time to talk sport again with Steve Pearce. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Fran.
Steve, the Adelaide Crows, after the horrible death, stabbing death of their coach, Phil Walsh, they have finally announced an interim coach.
Yes, and they waited, Fran, as they should, a reasonable period of time before moving on with, mundane football matters, which are really so unimportant in comparison. But, of course, they are a football club, so they do have to prepare for a match this weekend, which they'll play on Saturday. So they've named a chap called Scott Camporeale, who's a very seasoned football player, won a premiership in the AFL with Carlton many years ago, and has been at Adelaide for about 4 years now, is working under Phil Walsh. So they've put him in charge, and I think that's a good, stable decision for the rest of the year for the players and the club. And they've also made an excellent decision in bringing in John Worsfold, who was a premiership coach and player with West Coast and was a good friend of Phil Walsh's and had already had an opportunity to come over to the Adelaide Crows during this season. So he's reasonably familiar with the setup there. So they've brought him in as a sort of director of coaching role. I mean, you could almost call it whatever you wanted, really, but it's clearly a sort of a mentoring role.
Yeah, a leadership role there.
Yeah. So a good stabilising move from Adelaide.
Yeah, it's going to be tough regrouping after that horrible event, but I imagine there'll be some pretty emotional moments on Saturday's match. Steve, in golf, meanwhile, an injury could force Rory McIlroy out of the British Open.
Yeah, it just shows you, Fran, when you're preparing for a major championship, probably not a good idea to have a kickabout game of football, soccer, with your friends.
What?
Which is what's happened to Rory McIlroy last Saturday night. He was back in his hometown, just thought he'd go out for a bit of a kickabout with some mates of his, and not even in a challenge, not even in a tackle. He just went over on his ankle and has done some serious damage, rupturing a ligament in there. And the Open Championship starts just over a week's time at St Andrews, and everything was set up for this meeting of the two young guns of the sport, Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth, who's won the first two majors of this year. McIlroy won the last two of last year, so it was a perfect setup. And now it looks, for all money, as if McIlroy's going to end up missing that, and all for a game of football.
What bad luck. Better get the arnica into him, I think. Meanwhile, everyone in New South Wales and Queensland talking Origin. The State of Origin decided tomorrow night the Blues say Farah could still play. Is this possible?
I gut feeling no. It just doesn't look right to me. I mean, you go into a match like this, it's just going to be a huge contest, and there he is. He's going to be carrying some sort of an injury if he plays. I mean, Laurie Daly is still saying, you know, we might give him right up until kickoff to prove his fitness, but then also they might say, look, we've got Mick Ennis. I mean, he is ready to go, and what a great player to be able to bring in for such an occasion. So I think the smart money says no, really, surely no. Farah's not going to play, and it's going to be Ennis. But they're keeping that guessing, that undercurrent right going, maybe all the way through to kickoff. So as if we needed anything more to talk about with this one, Fran.
It's the mind game. Steve, thank you very much for joining us. Talk to you again tomorrow.